Italy today remains in dispute with the U.S. over the killing of an Italian agent by American troops in Baghdad. The country's foreign minister told Parliament in Rome that U.S. soldiers had not deliberately fired on a car carrying the agent and an Italian journalist just freed by kidnappers. But he said the shooting on Baghdad's airport road was not an accident and the circumstances remain murky. The airport road is notoriously dangerous. Reporter Anya Szadlo of the Christian Science Monitor spoke with Day to Day's Madeline Brandt.
Anya Szadlo, the road Italian journalist Giuliana Segrena was traveling on when her car was fired on, as I understand it, has been nicknamed the Highway of Dread because these kinds of shootings are not uncommon. Why is this stretch of road so dangerous?
I asked a friend of mine who is a member of the U.S. military exactly that question. And what he told me was interesting. He made the point that not only is it an insurgent hotbed, it's also a residential area. And so securing it is extraordinarily difficult because it's one of those areas where you essentially have to occupy a residential neighborhood if you want to make the road completely secure. And so I think the military is stuck in this position of, you know, trying to not entirely occupy the residential neighborhood or shut it down or block it off, but at the same time trying to secure this road that's running right through the middle of it.
And so they've set up these checkpoints along this road.
The checkpoints along the airport road, my experience of them has been that they've been pretty orderly. Most of the checkpoints that I've encountered that have been problematic have been checkpoints that are not usually there. Checkpoints in places where perhaps there wasn't one the day before, where drivers are not expecting them. And in some cases, what we refer to as a checkpoint is not actually a checkpoint. And this is, I think, the central problem. That in some cases, it's basically just a foot patrol, and you're not really sure, the driver's not really sure if he or she is supposed to stop or not.
Well, describe what it's like to go through these checkpoints. You're saying that sometimes they're sort of not arbitrarily, but very hastily set up in places where the day before, for example, there wouldn't be a checkpoint. So if you're driving in a car, what do you see when you approach one of these checkpoints?
Well, it depends. Some checkpoints are very orderly, and the problem is that, you know, a driver may just not understand what the routine is at a checkpoint. In some cases, you have drivers who are maybe from outside of Baghdad and who don't really, you know, they're not accustomed to checkpoints, since not all cities in Iraq have checkpoints. And in some cases, you have people who just don't understand what I call checkpoint etiquette. You know, sometimes people don't really realize that sometimes, a checkpoint that you have to stop. Even if there is a sign, you know, we also count on the fact that, A, people will see the sign, and, B, you're also counting on a 100% literacy rate, which, you know, for Iraq is not entirely realistic.
And much has been made of the American soldiers' protocol of firing warning shots. Does that work?
Just to take an educated guess, I've been in a lot of situations where people are firing, and it's not really always clear that it's directed at you or not. So in a situation where bullets are flying quite often and you hear gunshot, and gunshot is kind of not uncommon in Baghdad, I think it's entirely conceivable that a driver might hear the warning shot. The military might well have fired the warning shot, but the driver doesn't realize that the shot means that you should stop the car.
Anya Szadlo is a reporter for the Christian Science Monitor. She spoke to us from Beirut. She was last in Iraq in December. Thanks, Anya.
Thank you for having me.